At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. Subscribe to my podcast, The Everyday Guide with Shailja Saraswati, where we can take this journey together. Today, I'm going to talk about the lessons I want to give to my younger self. If I ever got to meet Shailja of 20 years back, I would want to tell her these things. The first one is, I want to tell her to live life from a helicopter point of view. What I mean is, sometimes, you know, we get so much into things, people and situations and events that becomes do or die situation for us, right? And I think sometimes the answer could be just to be in a helicopter point of view, right? So when you are that far and you're looking at the same situation, I think the intensity behind a particular event will dissolve. Second is connect to all human beings, irrespective of caste, color, creed. I know we all look very different, talk different, walk different, eat different, but at a very subtle level, at a very higher spiritual level, we all are just the same. We are just made of that fabric, which is called humanity. So just embrace everyone. There is a higher power taking care of all of us. You know, while we might feel that it's my effort which is making things move around me, but you know what? I'll break your myth. There is a higher power. There's a macrocosm at work. And we are a very minuscule part of it, right? But very important part of it as well. My next lesson would be not to get fixated with labels and identities. Because the labels and identities are put on us by our world around us or by our own concepts about us, right? And those concepts and the world will keep changing. Don't get stuck. It's okay to feel minuscule some days, and it's okay to feel the expanded awareness some days. That's how we are. We are just a function of energy. When the energy expands, moves up the chakras, we feel very empowered and strong. When the same energy collapses downwards, we might feel very tiny, minuscule, or sometimes negative as well. Both variations are okay. As long as we can be in the witness state and just watch what's happening, it's fine. Don't get into the labels of this is me or that is me. Because if you see yourself over a period of time, even over a period of a day, you would change in your mood, your concepts, your observation, your awareness levels. Everything will change throughout the day. And I think that's what mindfulness and meditation is all about, right? So in most of the yoga and the meditation retreats I've gone to, that's what they make you do. They kind of make your mind settle down, be peaceful. So you start observing these things within yourself. Another lesson I would want to give is that have moderation in everything, right? So moderate activity, moderate food, moderate sleep. Because only if you do everything in moderation, then meditation or mindfulness can happen. There could be life circumstances which can be demanding, but that's a phase again. It's not going to last forever. But those are the times you need to cultivate self-love even further, right? You need your attention for yourself even more at the time of crisis. But what happens is all our energy, all our focus just keep going outwards. And that is also leading to anxiety and stress within you. So cut back, relax, pause, look within, and then recharge and then set out with new goals. If it's always going outwards, there will be a point where burnout might happen.
So just be aware of that. And finally, this is a beautiful creation made by God. It's all for us to absorb, get entertained, and get evolved, right, over a period of time. Nobody is good, bad, ugly. These are all concepts at a very psychological makeup. So you are good the way you are. You are lovely the way you are, because God really doesn't make any junk. I'll leave you here, but with all these lessons to my younger self, I hope this makes sense to you as well. Today I'm going to talk about something which I read many years ago. It's about, you know, having a fallback in life. So, you know, when we are caught up in a situation, we always have one go-to person in our life, right? That go-to person can advise us to fight back, push back, or just let go, you know, depending on how they see that situation and how they see our, you know, response to that would be best in that particular situation. They might advise us accordingly. But at the same time, you know, when we look back in history, there was Duryodhana, right, for Mahabharata. And Duryodhana's predicament was that even if he wants to do something right, his environment or his friend circle will not give him the right points towards judging that situation so that he takes the right decision. And Arjun's predicament was basically he was very emotional. He was emotionally attached to his environment, the situations, the people, and he really couldn't take a rational decision, right? And his fallback was Lord Krishna. Likewise, who is our fallback in life really matters, because that person has the compass of our life in his or her hand. They're navigating our path, and sometimes when we do feel stuck, we would go to them and they would help us, give us direction. So be very mindful who your fallback option is. Everybody needs one. Everybody has one or many. But are they directing us in the right direction? Or is your own intuition telling you something else? You know, these are things which can become very clear when you're doing mindfulness, meditation techniques. But these are another set of benefits. But going back to the topic of fallback, yes, it's very important to have a fallback, to have a bouncing board, to have someone who can, you know, kind of tell you that, okay, maybe this is wrong or this is right, and kind of nudge you in the right direction. Because what happens is in life, we do get caught up in our own world of thoughts and emotions and feelings, and maybe we are getting so caught up in that a rational decision we are not able to come up with. So I'll leave you here, and for you to think about who your fallback option is in life.
I'll see you soon. Bye.